Well, the British saw a lot of action, but they're potentially best remembered for three particular ones. So the one I've mentioned already, and perhaps the most famous one, is the Battle of the Imjin River in April 1951, also known as the Defence of Gloucester Hill. And it's particularly associated with the Gloucestershire Regiment, who kind of manned a famous last stand of this hill. And there are many acts of heroism, including Colonel Kahn, who was in charge of the Gloucestershire Regiment. This is where he won his VC. And it's also where there's a very famous anecdote, which I think is perhaps the most well-known fact about the Korean War from the British perspective, is Brigadier Tom Brodie rings up the American Corps headquarters to say that things around Gloucester Hill have become a bit sticky. And famous sort of understatement that things were getting difficult. And the American headquarters, not used to this kind of expression, thought, oh, well, it sounds like it's okay. They're having difficulties, but it sounds okay. And this is, you know, this understatement was misinterpreted, and it meant that they didn't send in sufficient support. And it led eventually to the capture of many in the Gloucestershire Regiment. Many of them became prisoners of war, including Colonel Kahn himself. So that's probably the most famous action, and there's a lot of source material that we can use to look at the Battle of the Imjin River, and several excellent books on it as well. A couple of other less known actions, but equally important, are the evacuation of the King's Own Scottish Borderers from the Marianne Sang Ridge in October 1951, so towards the end of the period of real action on the peninsula. And the third Battle of the Hook at the end of May in 1953. And that's significant because by this time, peace negotiations are taking place. And actually, part of this battle was stopping the Chinese from gaining ground prior to the negotiations. So the military history is running in parallel to the political negotiations at that point. So those are probably the three actions that the British are most involved with, but there are lots of other ones as well. And that focuses largely on the British Army. Of course, you have to remember the Navy and the Air Force are also very involved as well. So they see action in slightly different ways.